So, congregation, what does it mean in our daily practical life to hear these words and to live according to this word of the apostle, inspired by the Holy Spirit? Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. What does it mean? And we were singing, "My soul, why art thou sad and grieving?" And so only the Holy Spirit is taking that grieving away and that sadness. The Holy Spirit, who is called the Comforter. There is such an amazing comfort and joy and rejoicing in this being filled with the Spirit. There is such an amazing peace in such a life being filled with the Spirit, like Paul is describing in Philippians 4, if you start to read at verse 6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication." Remember, this Spirit is a Spirit of grace and supplication. "By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God," and see what happens when you are filled with the Spirit. "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. To be kept. That your heart is kept. And your mind. In all sadness and sorrow that you, as a human being in this fallen world, will experience, that your heart will be kept, and your mind. In all the concerns that come to our mind all the time, that your mind will be kept by the peace of God, and be filled with the Spirit. Is there not a promise in this, what the Lord is demanding? When He is demanding it, and we wonder, how can we do this? Is there not a rich promise that the Lord is the one that is able and willing to provide this life filled with the Spirit? Remember that we explained it means to be controlled by, disciplined by the Spirit. That the Holy Spirit is filling us. So the Lord Jesus said to His disciples, "He will take it from Me and give it to you." So there the Holy Spirit taking out of Christ, giving to the believers, to God's children, everything they need. So they are filled with the Spirit. We remember that the Holy Spirit is bringing to the memory, like the Lord Jesus promising to His disciples, everything that He has been teaching. Bringing the Word of God to our memory and to our understanding. And so the Holy Spirit filling us to live a life being filled with the Spirit is a life where the Word of God is filling our minds and hearts. And that's the way the Lord is keeping our minds and hearts in the peace of the Lord. It's like a wall around your heart and your mind. And that peace of God. So, be filled with the Spirit. It's a life that we live with the Word. Like Psalm 1 would say, and meditate upon the Word of the Lord day and night. To meditate upon the Word is like we, our digestion of food, that it will strengthen our hearts. Be filled with the Spirit. It is a life where we will look unto the Lord for His power and His strength in this daily warfare that we have against the principalities, the powers of the air, against the spiritual powers of darkness. We look to the Lord. We feel and we express in our prayers our need of the Holy Spirit. And we remember the word of the Lord, that the Lord will certainly give the Holy Spirit more than an earthly father is giving bread to a son that is hungry. So I have a question for you and for myself. Did I today think about the Holy Spirit? How much I need the Holy Spirit? Do I think every day when I rise about the need of the light and the guidance of the Holy Spirit in my life? In my daily labors, in my daily work, my occupation, my ministry? And that I not only think about the need of the guidance, the light, the work of the Spirit in my heart, that I expect that Spirit, that I pray with hope in my heart, with faith in my heart, that the Spirit will fill my life, that I will be filled today with the Holy Spirit, so that I will be disciplined, not lose it. My self-discipline is not self-discipline. It's the discipline of the Lord in my life that I need so much, and that the peace of the Lord will keep me, my mind, my heart. It's an amazing life. It's a joyful life. It's overflowing. It's abundant. Yeah, it's so much better than anything in this world. There's a psalm that says, you know, there's joy in my heart more than those that are in the time of the harvest, isn't it? You can see that picture. You probably know what it means to have the time of the harvest if you are a farmer, or if you have a vegetable garden, if you have some fruit trees. Time of the harvest. It's a wonderful time. You gather the fruits, you bring them in, you conserve them, you store them, and you feel so full of joy. Why? Well, you have plenty now. It brings you security and satisfaction, fulfillment, hope, life. Well, much more we receive by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit dwelling within, filling my heart. Oh, it's bringing much more than the most delicious fruits in abundance received in the time of harvest. I get life, I get security, I get future and hope, strength, and all that I need from the Lord. And my heart is overflowing, because those fruits, they can be wasted and they can get lost, and someone might take them away. But this can never be taken away, and it becomes more and more. The more I use it, the more I live out of it, the more full it is, the more I will experience this fullness of the Holy Spirit, taking out of Christ what I need, bringing from the Word to my soul, providing peace in my mind, my heart, rest, forgiveness, hope, love, faith, to know God, to see light, to have a future expectation. Oh, be filled with the Spirit. The Lord is saying this with a reason, because it is to be received. Today is Pentecost. Today we remember that the Holy Spirit is poured out. It is Christ Himself who is sitting in the throne. It is the Father who gave His Son. It's God, full of mercy, providing in all my needs. God, the eternal God, who is above all and everybody and everything. The Lord Jesus, who came in this world, who knows my life so very well. The Holy Spirit, who is dwelling within and filling my life, my mind, my heart, controlling me. This is the living God. This is my God, who's revealing Himself in His Word. Can you say, my God? Can you say, oh God, Thou art more precious to me than anything else in this world? Can you say, oh my God, I love Thee, because Thou hast loved me first in Christ. You're such a blessed person. And you that say no tonight, today is Pentecost. Today is a day of abundance, of grace to be received. Be filled with the Spirit and be not drunk with wine. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, Thou art God. Thou art the purpose of our life and the fulfillment of our life. And we have turned away from Thee. We destroyed it all in sin. We have ruined our lives. And now we don't know what to do. We take wine, we take drugs, we try to get the things of the world, to get rid of that pain within, to get rid of that emptiness at the inside, that is to deceive, to be deceived. That's the lie of the devil, that will end up in eternal destruction. Thou art speaking tonight to us, be filled with the Spirit. That is the way to be healed, the way to be forgiven, the way to be controlled, the way to be saved. It's Thy work to receive it all out of Christ, out of the Word. O Lord, we are such a hindrance in our foolish pride that we think we know ourselves. We can help ourselves. We can improve ourselves. And Lord, it's a lie. But that the truth will set us free today and every day, to be filled with the Spirit, to be disciplined, to be guided, to be enlightened, to be renewed, to give Thee all the glory, to find real delight, to find it in God, to find it more than in the time of harvest. Lord, bless our souls. Out of Thy fullness, oh, more than Joseph could bring corn to the people so that they would survive, Christ can bring living bread to our hearts by His Spirit, that we will live forever, be delivered. Lord, we thank Thee for whom thou art in thyself, and for what thou hast done in thyself. O Lord, grant us that delight in Christ, in the Spirit, in the Father. Be with us, O Lord, this night. Be with us every day. We pray, Lord, hear us in the forgiveness of our many sins. In Jesus' name, Amen.